Jerry Boehner's show. You know, Boehner's point, John Boehner, the piece we shared a few moments ago in the Wall Street Journal, that what President Obama can do right now to defang, at least to some extent, Vladimir Putin, is open up U.S. energy broadly to the global markets, particularly nat gas to Western Europe. But that's true at any time. Being an export leader more than we already are, that's always true. That always improves our national security. Because it takes it away from wannabe despots like Vladimir Putin. That's what it does. Now, there's another element of this, of the Ukraine story today. At the Daily White House briefing yesterday, Jay Carney, by the way, does Jay Carney realize what a rotten liar he is? He was asked, does President Obama regret mocking Mitt Romney when Mitt Romney said Russia was the greatest geopolitical threat? And before we give you his answer, I want to play for you that from 2012. Now, you may have heard some things on talk shows. We played about a 40-second version of this with a little bit from President Obama and a little bit from Mitt Romney. This is about a minute 40 of just President Obama. Listen to the snotty, condescending, arrogant, mocking tone and the things that he says. Listen very carefully. Jason, go ahead.
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat, because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back, because you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years. But, Governor, you know, when it comes to our foreign policy, you seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and the economic policies of the 1920s. You say that you're not interested in duplicating what happened in Iraq, but just a few weeks ago you said you think we should have more troops in Iraq right now. And the challenge we have, I know you haven't been in a position to actually execute foreign policy, but every time you've offered an opinion, you've been wrong.
Really?
You said we should have gone into Iraq, despite the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction. You said that we should still have troops in Iraq to this day. You indicated that we shouldn't be passing nuclear treaties with Russia, despite the fact that 71 senators, Democrats and Republicans, voted for it. You've said that first we should not have a timeline in Afghanistan, then you said we should. Now you say maybe, or it depends, which means not only were you wrong, but you were also confusing and sending mixed messages both to our troops and our allies. So what we need to do with respect to the Middle East is strong, steady leadership, not wrong and reckless leadership that is all over the map.
Which, of course, is exactly what he's providing. You've been wrong on everything. Actually, he was right about Iraq. Iraq is destabilizing because we've pulled out. And you can go right on down the list. But the notion that Romney was wrong when he said Russia was the greatest geopolitical threat could not have been more wrong itself. I mean, not at all. Anyway, you know that. So Carney is asked yesterday, does the president regret basically mocking Mitt Romney for his position on Russia during the 2012 election? Here's the Q&A.
The president was dismissive when Mitt Romney in the last campaign said Russia was our number one geopolitical foe. Any regrets about that?
Mm-hmm. No, because, again, this, you have a situation where Russia is violating international law because a country that Moscow, a government that Moscow supported, was rejected by the vast majority of the Ukrainian people, and because they wanted to determine their own future, because they wanted to be able to make the decision as to their integration with Europe. They didn't want to be dictated to by an outside state or an outside authority.
Huh?
I think it's hardly a demonstration of, it's not a positive thing for Russia that Ukraine has been moving in this direction. Our whole point is it doesn't have to be a negative thing. It is a mistake, certainly in the long run, for Russia not to accept the fact that Ukraine can, and the Ukrainian people should be able to decide for themselves in a democratic manner how they will integrate with Europe, and that doing so does not mean they cannot maintain their long historical and cultural ties and economic ties to Russia. They can.
I honest to gosh didn't understand a word of that. Now, here's a guess, and it's just a guess. I mean, that was the most rambling, incoherent non-answer, even by his standards, that you would have heard in a long time. Here's, I guess here's essentially what he was saying. And by the way, this has become the mantra of the Orwellian mantra of the Obama administration. This invasion is really a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. It's out of desperation. So this is, I haven't been outsmarted by Vladimir Putin. This was really a dumb move because it's going to isolate him from the global world, you know, from the global community. And there's nothing smart or impressive or strength, strong about this. It's a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of weakness if the invasion stands, now is it? If he gets away with it, it's really not a sign of weakness at all. What a idiotic answer isn't even right. It was just it sounded like he was under the influence of a mind-altering substance. Of course, he always kind of sounds that way. It's 9:29.
The Cherry Vayner Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.